feelings of fitting that mold, it's no longer important. That pull to do something about not only how I was feeling, but how so many other moms out there feel too. Disconnected, overwhelmed, on autopilot, burnt out from just pressures, expectations, being stressed, losing themselves. I found my purpose in helping other moms discover the power of self-love and self-trust and embrace their individual value, uniqueness, authenticity, and potential to recognize that that connection is the foundation for all. Hey mama, welcome to the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I know you're here because you're tired of living day after day like you're drowning in the responsibilities of motherhood. You're done struggling with trying to find the time and energy to get it all done every day. And you want to show your little ones a good example, but you're so exhausted, which has your negative self-talk on repeat, your patience spread thin, and you feel like you're losing yourself a little more every day. Plus, the mom guilt, societal comparison game, and unpredictabilities of motherhood just does not help in trying to make a change. Well, sweet friend, this podcast will guide you on how to connect with yourself to break free from that survival mode cycle, all by identifying and possibly simplifying your habits. Hey, I'm Jenna, and I've been where you are. I was consumed in the struggles of motherhood, and I needed to make a change to take back control of my time, energy, identity, and life. And in finding that freedom, it became my mission to help make that connection with moms that we can give our children and families the best and not at the expense of our own health, self, and well-being. Moms shouldn't have to choose between their families, priorities, and themselves. We can balance it all, and it all starts within ourselves. Let me take your hand and make that connection with you and equip you with simple, lifelong habits. If you are ready to say goodbye to just surviving and finally reclaim your life in motherhood, then you are in the right place. Let's get to the root of cultivating real change because it's time to feel like you again. Warm up that cold coffee, pop in your earbuds, and tighten that top knot, mama. Let's overcome together. Hello, beautiful, and welcome back to the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I am so happy you're here, so thankful that you're here. Let's jump right in. Before we dive into today's conversation, I would love to ask for help. The way podcast algorithms work, I really don't know. What I read, right? That I'm not any sort of businesswoman. That's what's so funny about I dove headfirst into entrepreneurship with no business background, and you learn as you go. But what I have learned is the way that podcast algorithms work is the more 5-star ratings and reviews that a show receives, the more expansion that that show will get, which means putting it in front of more new people to listen that need to hear the message and the mission of the show. So my question, my favor, my help that I'm asking of you, with utmost gratitude, if you enjoy this show, if you could go to the Balanced Mom Method podcast, so go back to like the homepage of this show and leave an honest star written review. It would be so amazing. I would appreciate it so, so much. This will help the podcast reach as many moms as possible. It's so awkward like to ask for favors, right? Here I am, like someone recovering, someone that just struggles asking for help, right? But it's so, so true. Like anything to be able to expand this message, to expand this mission, to be able to help another mom, that I am all for. So let's now share a review from OXO Amester. OXO, I love that name. Love these insights from Jenna. Being a mom is tough, so any good down-to-earth advice I can find is so appreciated. Keep doing what you're doing. Thank you so, so much, Amester. And thank you to my amazing mama friends so much for sharing your help and sharing this show. Okay, here we go. Today, we're going off script a little bit, off script from the norm than the usual on today's episode, but I really hope to reel this in to the core mission of this show to still make it relevant for you. I promise it's going to be great. So I want to share my story and how Naturally Empowered Living and the Balanced Mom Method were born. I know like right when I started this podcast, I shared a little bit of my story, but I don't think that I've actually like gone deep. And I know like within episodes, like I share little tidbits and snippets and this and that, but I don't think I've ever gone deep. And being episode 48, let's do it. Every episode is so special because I know, like I know the feelings of overwhelm, overstimulation. Like I still, those, I put those at top because those are like the two that I still struggle with. We just do. Being a mom of littles, just being a mom in general, like there's always going to be overwhelming seasons and just days. But the overwhelm, the overstimulation, feelings of being a hot mess and stressed and anxious and just stuck in survival mode, maybe allowing external pressures and expectations dictate, you know, your life, or just living in chaos, feel like you're failing at it all. You're feeling like you're just, you have no self-worth and you're losing yourself every day. I know those feelings. I have felt every single one of those feelings. And I also know the desires of wanting to wake up from autopilot and like just be present, be consciously aware, like actually enjoy and live life. I know the desire of, you know, wanting to have the support and understanding from loved ones, and feelings of just feeling balanced and having and just like an intentional lifestyle, being intentional in what you do and having that inner peace and calm and just feeling good, or maybe having a desire of being present in what you're doing. Because of all the chaos and hustle and bustle all the time, you just have this desire to be present in your moment. Or maybe you desire confidence or clarity or belief. You desire to have this self-love or self-trust for yourself, to be happy, you know, have that weight lifted, to break free from the strongholds and anchors holding you down. I can go on and on and on, because I also have felt those things too. And those desires are where I'm living now, right? I am living the majority of those desires now. And it is so, so beautiful. And I am still on a constant, like this is life, right? There's always ebbs and flows, and we're always in this growth expansion phase, right? It's our journey, I should say, because a phase ends, right? But like we're on this journey all the time. So it's crazy because, you know, a year or two ago, I'm like, oh my gosh, I've quote unquote made it. No way. You know, like then I hit another low, or I had this darker season. And then, you know, now where I'm at, looking back, you know, even months ago, I'm just like, wow, I have up leveled once again. And it's so, so crazy. So we go through these ebbs and flows and seasons. And I want to share an in-depth conversation with you about my story. And it's hard. Like, I wish that we were like sitting down for coffee right now, but I want to share my story with you and how I got to be where I am today. Because I, like, again, I could go on and on about the struggles and the strongholds and those, the weights that hold you down, right? I've been there. So hi, I'm Jenna. I'm going to start like with the basic general stuff about me. I'm a wife. I'm a mom. I love habits. I love routine. I'm an empath. I love to connect with you on a deep level. I don't really like surface small talk conversations. I'm a homebody. I love being home with caffeine in my hand, right? I always have water and some sort of caffeine around me in the early mornings, right? Maybe a glass of wine at night, but it's always just, you know, I'm such a homebody. I'm easygoing, and you will always find me in some sort of sweatpants or athletic workout gear. Okay. I'm not about the jean life. Very seldom will you find me in jeans. So now going a little deeper here and like backtracking, right? That was just a fun little intro with some facts about me. But I learned at a very young age the importance of self-love and self-trust, even if I didn't fully embrace it. So this is me totally looking back at, you know, young Jenna. Like I knew, like I had these pivotal moments, and I had these moments in time where I knew that my own self-love and self-trust were so, so important. And I'm not saying that every time I chose my self-love and trust, like I've fallen into deception. I've fallen into these strongholds. So that's what I mean. Like I didn't always fully embrace it. And I came from a place of minimal self-worth. I allowed the pressures and expectations of others to almost mold me into not feeling like enough, or and doing more harm to my body than good, and struggling with my anxiety long before I became a mom. I was always in my own head, just second guessing myself, never fully embracing who I truly was. And I didn't take care of myself. I didn't take care of my body. And that led to an eating disorder when I was in college, and ultimately brainwashing myself into terrible, just full out body dysmorphia, because it was the one thing that I felt that I had control of. And the older I got, the more that I just felt like I was going through these motions day in and day out. Like I just felt like I was on this constant uphill of just striving to love myself, who I was, battling societal, external expectations, pressures, and just wanting to make my way in the world. I longed for just no anxiety, right? And ridding all those crippling feelings that spiral and go on in your head. And I just aspired for present thoughts, love for myself, happiness, and gratitude surrounding it all. Have you ever been told that you don't make sense or that you need to figure out how to communicate? I have. In high school, this is like a pivotal moment in high school, by my English language arts teacher. She would tell me, "Get to your big fat so what, Jenna?" And it made me feel incapable of expressing myself clearly and effectively. And by golly, this is 20 plus years later. No, not 20. How old am I? 33 minus how old was I in college? Whatever, you know, 10 plus years later, expressing myself, that stuck with me, right? These little things that you don't think make a big change in your life, and they do. They can, right? They can. So then when we get to that point of, why do I feel this stronghold? Why do I feel this limiting belief? Why do I feel these things? It's not your fault, because you can change it. You can rewrite your story. Here's another one. Have you ever been told that you're not worth it? That you can't make it, that you're not good enough, and your only chance is to fake it until you make it? I also have been told all of that in the same conversation by my oncology clinical director. And that made me feel so inadequate and so unworthy of success. Now, no hard feelings to these amazing women. But again, just think about the impact that words from others that can have on your life, and that you might not even realize are taking root within yourself. A realization that I had, which it's helped me a lot with kind of like my growth journey and just kind of like overcoming certain hardships and battles, is I want to share this in hopes it can relate with you too, is I think differently than a lot of people. And I think that in the past, it's like held me back from being my authentic self because I was trying to fit this mold of what like the majority was doing, right? I was trying to fit this mold, and it was holding me back from being me because of the judgments, the lack of understanding, and just not fitting in and feeling like a complete outsider. So through a lot of these like inner and outer like hardships and strongholds that I've experienced, I've learned that I am in control of my life and how I perceive it. And that self-love and self-trust is the foundation to it all. It took me years to realize that I am capable. I am so capable. And everything starts with inside of me. So little by little, my journey of self-love and self-worth, it became a priority in my life. And I faced change head on. I began freeing myself, starting from the inside out and focusing on reconditioning my mindset from these strongholds that were anchoring me down. And after reclaiming the love, you have to work for it, right? Reclaiming that love that I needed to have for myself first, I started listening to my inner guidance and started living my life for me. However, since becoming a mom and learning just a whole new life, right? When you become a mom, you learn a whole new life. And just through giving my all to everyone and everything else in my life, I lost track of who I was again. And that anxiety and those poor mindset patterns, they were back in just a whole new form. And what I realized in that first year of motherhood, while trying to figure out being a mom and maintaining an at-home business and juggling housewife chores and renovating our home and trying to maintain some sort of social life, like I was losing that foundation. I was losing my self-love and my self-trust. I was so blindsided by the fourth trimester and all that it harnessed physically, mentally, emotionally. I remembered I had to take back control. I remembered if I wanted to make a change, it started with me. And I started within and strengthening my inner foundational work first. Then I took the reins of how I showed up to my life every day. I paid attention to how I felt, what my triggers were, what they were surrounding, and I was facing parts of myself that I didn't realize were holding me back. And in doing so, my perspectives of life. Like they just started to change. Feelings, again, of fitting that societal mold, they weren't important. And I felt this weight lifted. I was coming back home to myself. And I started to feel and see my life differently because I accepted that I was in control and I could choose my habits to live a life of peace, presence, confidence, clarity, belief, joy, love, balance. And now part of my why is to set that example for my children to always stay connected to their true self and lead with their inner guidance and their self-love, authenticity, and trust. I actually started this business before I became a mom. I had this like inner knowing that I was meant to serve others in a way where I've struggled in the past, and I wanted to use this vulnerability to be a voice for others who might be struggling in silence. Because like, have you ever struggled in silence before? Like, it stinks. It hurts. It's debilitating. It weighs you down. And we may make it worse because we're not truly feeling our feelings. We're not able to process them because we're shoving them under the rug to stay numb, to stay quiet. And we lose that awareness of how our inner guidance is trying to direct us back to our true selves. So naturally empowered living was born in my heart before I became a mom. Naturally, authentically from within, empowered, courage to unapologetically be you, living, conscious, intentional awareness to stay true and always come back home to yourself when hardships come up. And I decided to pivot from my career in healthcare, and I started to serve on a whole new level of healing. If I was, you know, thinking like, if I've devoted my life to transforming from the inside out, overcoming these societal pressures and expectations that made the majority of my life feel like I wasn't enough, overcoming a severe eating disorder, unfulfillment, and then postpartum anxiety, depression, I wanted to share everything that I've learned to be a voice to those who aren't strong enough yet to vocalize their struggles, to come back home too. And then since having my children, it's been so beautiful. Every deep feeling and true passion, like it's come to surface. Feelings of fitting that mold, it's no longer important, right? That pull to do something about not only how I was feeling, but how so many other moms out there feel too. Disconnected, overwhelmed, on autopilot, burnt out from just pressures, expectations, being stressed, losing themselves. I found my purpose in helping other moms discover the power of self-love and self-trust and embrace their individual value, uniqueness, authenticity, and potential to recognize that that connection is the foundation for all. And this business has transformed a lot over the years, but one thing that has never changed has been my life's work to serve others who are struggling in these same debilitating, deteriorating cycles, to help them overcome these hardships and love themselves again and trust themselves to live an intentionally fulfilling life. My favorite thing about this journey of building naturally empowered living is being passionate and driven, and now being a relatable mom who shares the real, not the highlight reel, in motherhood, who struggles and triumphs and thrives and has mom guilt and anxiety and all the feels, stumbling through motherhood myself, sharing it real time to empower you that the best thing that you can do in this life is to be yourself and love yourself and think differently than societal conditioning. Because if you're like me, you tend to overcomplicate things when we really can keep it simple. Self-love and self-trust is the foundation to everything. Now, to change gears a bit and share a little kind of like behind the scenes messiness, if you will, of a little bit of a transition that I've been in lately with Naturally Empowered Living, with my business, that there's been kind of some pivots happening because I'm getting even clearer on this purpose. I know that I just said that my purpose is helping moms discover the power of self-love and trust. However, it's still hard to do that, right? Bring in the behind the scenes, the messaging, the marketing, the communication, the, you know, feeling trusted by others, because this is such an emotional, touching topic, right? It's a hard topic to talk about, and getting like real, it also brings up feelings and emotions that have resurfaced for me going through my life, right? It's hard to almost get clear on exactly how to verbalize this mission of what my purpose is here in this lifetime sometimes. But I know without a shadow of a doubt, It's in my heart. And just almost trying to bring that to surface in words sometimes, it's a process. However, just such a beautiful piece of the birth of my business to now is that it's coming back home to the original mission of self-love and trust. Like here I was trying to make this complicated. But when I started this business, it was all founded on self-love and self-trust. Now here I am 4, 5, 6 years later, after trying to complicate it for so long, right? We get off course sometimes and it's okay. And even though, you know, my overall services are they're still very similar, right? These minor tweaks, maybe only I'm able to notice, but it helps me feel more true and authentic and right to be able to serve you. So to end this episode, again, I want to thank you for being here, but I also want to ask you to do something. I want you to write out your story. You can share it with me. I would love for you to email me at hello@naturallyempoweredliving.com or just take some time to journal it out for you. I read a book a couple years ago called The Calling by Ra Goddess, and I share about it. We do some practices within the Balanced Mom Method course from this book. This book was so moving, and it's really been one of the most impactful reads that I've read. So there's the plug. If you want this book, it's called The Calling by Ra Goddess. I want to share a quote with you and then an exercise for you to kind of help you prompt you with this journal exercise. So the quote is, "In your purest state, there are things you feel passionate about simply because you do, and things you feel drawn to simply because you are. There are also ideas that flow to you all the time simply because they are supposed to. They flow to you because they are yours to create and manifest in this world. They are part of your calling." Oof, like I get goosebumps every time I read or speak that quote. Deep breaths. Okay, now this is an exercise that you can follow while you write out your just reflective story, right? Thinking of pivotal moments in your life and interactions or events that come to your mind when you think of how you've really arrived to where you are today. I have a couple like prompts for you, some questions to ask yourself that may help unravel just your truest self, your truest nature, using pieces of your story that stand out to you, because those typically are what kind of are in alignment with your truest self. They stick out to you for a reason. So trust yourself. No judgments here. We can use these moments, let it be their hard moments. We could use these moments as pivotal lessons and affirmations and just growing experiences. When you can look outside yourself, when you can look outside your eyes of limitations and outside the eyes of someone else's expectations, your entire narrative may tell a different story. So no judgments here. I would love for you to just free write, you know, take 10 minutes after you listen to this episode, or 10 minutes before you go to bed, or 10 minutes tomorrow morning when you wake up, and set a timer, light a candle, get in a comfortable space, and just free write these. Okay? Okay. So here are some prompts for you in writing your story to help you come back home to yourself, or maybe take a pivot, or maybe just be proud of yourself for all you've been through, right? This is just a chance to connect back to you. Number 1, who am I? 2, what are the top 3 pivotal experiences that got me here to this moment? 3, what is important to me? 4, what am I really about? 5, what do you enjoy? 6, what is your specific language that you may use frequently when describing your hardships or those pivotal experiences, or maybe your desires and goals? 7, what motivates you? Is it time freedom, financial freedom, emotional freedom, quality time? 8, do you notice that you may have any behavioral patterns that you follow? Positive, negative? 9, are you living your life for you or others? 10, is there anything that you identify with or relate to my story that I just shared that maybe, you know, struck a chord? And Mama, I would love for you again to email me hello@naturallyempoweredliving.com. You could email me your story, email me any struggles that you're facing, email me just to say hi, right? This is not easy stuff. This is very vulnerable. Maybe things that you're pulling out from under the rug, things that you might not want to face, but just like what I said earlier, like I faced parts of myself that I had no idea that were shoved under the rug. And it helped me so, so much in being able to rewrite my narrative, to rewrite my story and bring me back to home, to myself. Until next week, as always, simply be you. You have everything inside of you, Mama, to reach your breakthrough. I'm sending my love and light.
Did you find this episode very well worth for farming? Please read Mama review.
Thank you so much for spending this time with me on the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I pray this episode has grown and helped you in some way. If it has, I'd be so grateful if you left a review sharing how it's impacted you. It truly lights me up hearing you're on your way to your breakthrough. And then, please share this episode with another mom who may be struggling to remind her we are never alone. And remember, there isn't ever a one-size-fits-all to overcoming our personal hardships, but there are a lot of parallels with how we show up to our lives and common habits we can make our own to live an intentional life full of peace, presence, confidence, clarity, and balance. Be sure to check the show notes for additional ways to connect with me, our mom community, and resources and courses for you to overcome your survival mode cycle once and for all with doable habits. Thank you. I appreciate all you are and all you do. Sending my love and light.